Couple of thoughts this morning as I prepared with the readings last night. I think different things going in my mind at the same time. One, okay, Elijah and the Baals. I'll be honest, it's one of the best stories in the Bible. Just going all out. And I love the line, "How long will you straddle the issue?" How long will we straddle the issue? It's either God or Baal. So let's duke it out. And it turned out that you have a whole slaughtering of the Baal priests, and they're gone and dead, and somewhat exciting for me to just know that happened. Now, as I was thinking of that, I've been studying again, reading Bishop Barron's new book on Catholicism in a modern secularism. Now, to do so, it was cool because I'm just reading about how, okay, so when you think of the transcendentals, you have truth, you have beauty, and goodness. And most person is attractive to one of those three transcendentals. Me is truth. Okay, so for instance, when I read this passage and I hear, "How long will you straddle the issue?" that's my mind. When I think about secularity in our society, when I hear newspapers, when I hear, you know, cable news, when I have people in the community that I think are completely wrong with our Catholicism, our morality, our beliefs, my tendency is truth. And that's why part of my call and my gifts, you could say, is to teach, is to proclaim God's news. But Bishop Barron is looking into secularism now, because he also is in truth in the mind. You know, I'll also mention there are other people that are beauty. They're attractive to beauty. I don't know, everybody, I'm guessing we have a third of every of these transcendentals. If you're somebody that you look around and see the windows and the statues, or just the fact that we have people here, the small things here, the things outside, nature, that strokes you into God, that's a transcendental of beauty. And then I think we have goodness. And many of those are those that are coming right to the saints, right to thinking of what that saint did. That's what Mother Teresa does. That's what really helps me to be attractive to God, is that goodness. Now, Bishop Barron, what he's doing in his Word on Fire movement is to start people with beauty and then to look to goodness, then to look at truth. The reason why is because so many people have lost the truth or the goodness of our Catholic Church. And he wants to show people with his Catholicism series, with his talks on YouTube, talks in candid conversation with people that are in a different place than us. You know, so right now, I can talk about truth. You know, I'm kind of preaching the choir or goodness. But his image is that the best thing to show people is beauty. So it's an interesting thought I've been having and discerning in my own heart. That's part of the reason why I want to start Facebook and try to show some of the beauty of the quick quips we can say about what Catholicism is about. Now, I'm not the best at beauty, so pray for me. But again, to think first, maybe today, what is that transcendental that attracts you? Is it true? Is it the truth? Is it the goodness of others? Or is it beauty? So think of that today. And kind of put your brain on a mode. I want to look today in a special way. What is it that attracts me to God?